Canadian band Heart, a lovely song there, isn't it, called These Dreams. And along with What About Us, as is about the two great singles out from that band at the present time. It's 6 minutes away from 11 o'clock this Sunday morning, Sunday the 4th of May, and it's Stereo FM Radio West and 765 AM for a Sunday morning. And where has all the good weather gone, I ask myself. I know it's a weekend and, we don't normally have good weather over the weekend, but it's about time summer definitely made an appearance if it's going to appear at all. Oh, dear. Ah, well. We shall have to make the most of what we've got, I suppose. Good music is certainly one we have got with Christopher Cross, the latest single from him. Always guaranteed a good song with Christopher Cross. His latest single out now called That Girl. Christopher Cross has called That Girl. Should be a great hit success for him. Great record, that. Do like that one. It's been such a long time since we've had a good song from him, really, as music terms go. About Arthur's Theme was about the last good one he had, although there's been many before that as well. 2 minutes before 11 o'clock, news is next on Radio West at the top of the hour. And stay tuned, won't you, for our weekly FLC programme, taking a look at around the radio dial today to see what's just been happening over the past 7 days, okay? Stay tuned for that on Radio West, the biggest and the best from Mullingar. Take us to the top of the hour. Here's the latest single from Madonna. Bit weak where Madonna's concerned, I think. Madonna fans maybe not too happy with this one. Live to tell.
Oh. Near Tokyo State Guest House, minutes before President Reagan was welcomed to the Seven Nations Summit meeting. A house next door to the summit venue was set alight and a hole was blasted in the road. Police said a number of callers had reported seeing missiles being fired in various parts of the city. Radical left-wingers have staged a number of rallies vowing to wreck the meeting, and there's been intense security to protect the seven Western leaders. International terrorism and the Chernobyl nuclear disaster are likely to be given top priority during the three-day summit. British Foreign Secretary Sir Geoffrey Howe said after talks with American and Japanese counterparts that there would be an agreed statement expressing concern at the lack of openness by the Soviet Union about the accident at the Chernobyl plant. He also called for an agreed statement on international terrorism. Speaking in Hamburg, a top Moscow official, Mr. Boris Yeltsin, says between 20 and 25 people are seriously ill following the Chernobyl nuclear accident. He said only about 40 people received a serious dose of radiation, while another 200 suffered some radiation injuries. Army units have extinguished the blaze, but almost 50,000 people will not be able to return to the area in the near future. Yesterday, Soviet Premier Mr. Nikolai Ryzhkov and Communist Party No. 2 Mr. Yegor Ligachev paid a visit to the Chernobyl area. Meanwhile, in Britain, checks are being carried out on milk supplies after radiation from the Soviet nuclear disaster was discovered. However, the British Ministry of Agriculture has confirmed that only very, very small traces of radiation have been found and there is no cause for alarm. There have been the most violent clashes so far outside Mr. Rupert Murdoch's News International plant in Wapping, East London. 200 people were injured and 86 arrests were made. 43 of the injured taken to hospital were police and 9 were detained, one with serious head wounds. One demonstrator who collapsed during a police charge is believed to have suffered a heart attack. Police said the violence was totally unprovoked. However, the leader SOGAT 82, the print union, Miss Brenda Dean, has demanded an inquiry into last night's incidents.
In this week's Sunday World, the latest saga in the Bobby Ewing mystery, Hot from Hollywood. Patrick Duffy says he will make a comeback to Dallas as Bobby, and why John Collins may be facing the charm. Sunday World, how the last lot of Irish immigrants to New York are now living in Millionaire's Row, a special report. Sunday World, Michelle McCormack attacks Labour Minister Rory Quinn for breaking his word to youngsters on the dole. Sunday World, you can fight the flab and actually like it. Sunday World, dusky model Carla wears the latest in black and white bikinis. Sunday World, Paul King is your super pop pinup. Sunday World, lots of colour, loads of news. Sunday
World. Thank you, Avril, for news. And now the Midlands weather forecast. A cloudy but dry day today with isolated showers. Temperatures 13 degrees centigrade. Winds are light to moderate, force 1 to 2. It's 3 minutes past 11 o'clock. Next news on Radio West will be at 12.
The only one for the open road.
nice from Paul Brady, isn't it? It's called Follow On, the latest single from him. It's 7 minutes past 11 o'clock. A very good morning to you, and welcome into our free radio program between now and 12 o'clock, taking a look at the past 7 days' events on the radio, of course, and telling you what's been happening, and also reading out a few of our listeners' letters this morning as well. First off, the big news of the week must be the return of Energy from Dublin, of course, the station broadcasting on 103 FM in stereo, and also 738 AM. Sounds familiar, of course? Well, it is, of course, the old Nova frequencies, almost. In fact, they have actually moved to 103 instead of 103.1. But that's the news, broadcasting, of course, from 144 Upper Leeson Street, the studios, the old studios of the Magic 103 station. And they seem to be having good success with a good response from listeners already over there in the Dublin area. Power, we think, is about 2 or 3 kilowatts on medium wave, and maybe 500 watts, something like that, on FM as well. Not the great power that we know from Radio Nova, of course, but then it is a totally different station after all. Commercial-free music for Dublin is Energy 103. We all thought he was going to return as Zoom, but then we were all surprised last week when Richard Jackson opened up the station at 2 o'clock. An actual opening which I accidentally heard, actually, in the studio, because they actually opened up at 2 o'clock when I was listening. So, full marks to them for bringing back the station, and we look forward to see how they progress. We will, of course, be looking through some of our listeners' letters this morning as well, as looking through some of today's news as well. In fact, just picking up a letter this morning now from Waverley, 299 Navan Road, Dublin 7. Dear Sirs, I listen to Southside Radio, as now on 104.7, and they relay our excellent programme. Thank you very much. The gentleman in question here is Rory A. Hindley, I think the name is. And Rory writes to say that, gives us a bit of news about all the radio happenings. This is a well-needed programme in the country in the Midlands, and the radio station is best for this purpose. Thank you very much for that. 2 to 3 years ago, he listened to Gerard Rowe's FRC programme on Radio Dublin's Channel 2 until that ceased in February 1984. And the Things to Links Ups are a good idea, and goes on to say bits and pieces about taking news off various people, and also one or two other bits and pieces about news around there. He gives a mention about Energy, in fact. He says, by now, I'm sure, given your Dublin trips, that Energy 103 at 738 kilohertz is the name. And they also think Capital Radio have solved their compressor problem and improved stereo after we commented on it not too long ago. That's myself and Captain West, who will be joining me hopefully in a moment or two, as soon as we organise one or two things here down in the station. And Rory goes on to finish in his letter that on his travels he's listens to Big M, Telstar, Boyneside, Earnside on the car radio, and he's no special radio. Well, you don't really need anything special to receive stations with over here, certainly, as long as you've got yourself a good aerial. That's the main point. Rory, thanks very much for your letter, and some bits and pieces will be going off to you in the post, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future, along with everybody else. A massive backlog of mail we've sort of got into at the moment, so anybody who has written, they will be getting a reply to their letter, regardless of whether they are asking for one or not, we think, these days. And if you have asked for one, then don't worry, because it will be arriving sooner or later. So don't give up all hope. We shall be reviewing your letters, of course, on the air, provided you give us some news as well. And news is certainly one thing we have lots of this morning. 11 minutes past 11, we'll take a break for music now, and this time we're going to hear from a gentleman called Robert Palmer, who's addicted to love.
Get ready.
Music there on a Sunday morning from Robert Palmer. You might notice if you've seen the video, it's done by the same gentleman that did the Talking Heads. That's called He's Addicted to Love. Well, some people have the same
never known that.
Problems.
You know that. Useless information.
Oh, yes. All the trivia here on this program, I tell you.
Yeah. Right. During the week, actually, I had quite a few phone calls about people wanting to buy transmitters and all this sort of stuff.
Right.
And there's supposed to be a new radio station starting in Athlone.
Nice.
With a consortium of people who reckon they have tons of money. And they rang me in connection with that I know where I could get them a medium wave and some small VHF equipment. I informed them that, well, for medium wave, I think the stuff that Cavan and Breffney and people like that are using seems to be quite reliable. And since we know that those people don't have an engineer as such, they seem to be getting on quite well with their transmitters, seem to be running quite troublesome free. So I was suggesting to them to contact Breffney or somebody like that and find out where they bought their equipment and the price of it and so on, and to be able to take it from there. The other day, actually, the other night, I think it was about 12 o'clock, I had a phone call from the man in Kilnaleck himself, Mr. John Reardon. And John Reardon informs me that he purchased the rest of the equipment, quote him, in WLS or Atlantic Sound, one of them in Galway.
Galway, yeah, yeah.
And he was saying their medium wave went to Dublin. So that's the medium wave, actually, we have in Athlone. So we have the rest of it. And he tells me now that he's going off the air on VHF completely. He reckons this really no money on VHF.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The listenership is very low. And I'll agree with you, John, without a doubt.
I think it's true, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is, especially for the country. Like, we have VHF nearly all over the place. And I've never heard one person coming to me yet and saying, yes, we listen on VHF, it's quite good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you ask them where they're listening to, if it just on random there, pick up the phone, they will tell you that they're listening on medium wave.
Mm, right.
And that'd be it. Except one guy last Sunday, I was talking to him, and he informed me that reception wasn't that great, he said, last Sunday, and he lives right beside our medium wave transmitter. Well, obviously what he was doing was tuning into Athlone, because he said, I never heard it as bad, it was quite weak. Look, his radio isn't burned out of it. But anyway, Mr. Reardon informs me now that he has got 4 or 5 FMs for sale.
Yeah, I've got actually got the blurb here in front of me.
Of what he has for sale.
Yeah, FM rigs, 20, 30, 50 and 100 watts. Contact John Reardon, Breffney Commercial Radio, and its telephone number is 049 36182.
Well, he informed me that he had a 200-watt, actually, on the air, which I said it... Well, no, that's very hard to believe. You had 200 watts on the air because we'd have got it quite clear down here, and it's quite weak.
Yeah, I think so.
And he then informed me that he had just switched it on, that he had never put a power meter on it, or an SWR meter. Yes, we're going to have to plug that out. It was in here for a reason, wasn't it? So he's got loads of FMs for sale, and he amounted them.
Lovely.
I think he's fond of money, so he'll be wanting good money for his transmitters.
Yeah.
Anyway, anybody out there interested in buying themselves a VHF transmitter, he's got 20-watt, 30-watt, 40-watt, and in around 100-watt transmitters, we're saying. I think the 100-watt, he's looking for something like £400 for it.
Fine.
That's what he quoted me for the 200-watt. I said I might be interested in that myself.
Fine. We had a letter in the week from a gentleman in Dublin who doesn't want his name mentioned over there, but he has a substantial supply of FM rigs for sale, around about 50 and 60 watts. And if anybody does want any sort of information on them or do anything sort of like that, we shall be the middle man here, and we can pass all the letters on to the gentleman concerned in Dublin. A very good morning to you, sir.
And we'll say good morning to Tony Mulligan. Actually, I was talking to him yesterday. He was telling me there was an article in the paper the other evening. I didn't get to see it on Friday evening, the evening press.
Oh, yeah.
I'll look at it for next week. I don't know what it was in connection with. I also was talking to some other engineers in Dublin yesterday as well, as it happened. They rang me. And the news on Energy 103 is that on FM they're putting out approximately 200 watts.
Yeah.
And on medium wave, it is reckoned they're putting out less than a kilowatt. Because one engineer said to me, if I turn the radio any way whatsoever, I lose them. Whereas it's a Q, we know what they're putting out is a kilowatt.
Yeah.
You can turn the radio right around and around and around. And as far as I know, he lives approximately between Q, we say, and Finglas.
Yeah.
So he's living around the Drumcondra area, someplace around
Finglas is supposed to be where the medium wave transmitter is for energy.
Well, he's living around that Drumcondra area.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, if you turn the radio around in his flat, now whatever sort of a flat he has, he could be in a steely container, for all we know. But he reckoned, like, that they were putting out, they weren't getting out that well in Dublin.
Right.
And they have loads of power, we know that, don't we?
Oh, yes, yeah.
They have 10 kilowatts.
I think it's probably just to do with the transmitter site, maybe, they're
in a built-up area and they're causing problems or whatever.
Right.
Or maybe it's just to get started on low power, because a 10 kilowatt transmitter is not the cheapest thing. It's not an electric kettle like you have around the place. A 10 kilowatt, like our 10 kilowatt, takes about £600 a week, £650 pounds a week to run an ESB. That's three phase.
Yeah.
It pulls approximately 55 amps per phase. So if you reckon that up, it's not far out. And Nova's 10 kilowatt would pull around 35, 40, because it is a newer machine.
Yeah.
And there's just one big output valve, and we're in our transmitter with three.
Right.
So you have a lot of heat loss and that sort of thing. So you're burning up amps all over the place for to heat up the place, in other words.
Right. Lovely. Okay, well, we've got a wanted ad as well here this morning. In actual fact, wanted low-powered FM rigs, 25 to 100 watts, by Community Radio Fingal. That's in Lushvini, I think the name of that. Excuse my pronunciation on that. County Dublin. Lughshiny. Can you elaborate on that at all?
That's Loughlinstown, I think.
In County Dublin. Contact Brian Matthews.
You say Bray? You did.
No, County Dublin.
Yeah, it probably could be Loughlinstown.
Yeah.
Lough.
Contact Brian Matthews, 01491681, if you have any low-powered FM rigs. They are wanted by this gentleman, wherever he lives today. The phone number, 01491681. And that's all the commercials I have for you this morning.
So BLB, better watch out. We still have our 1 kilowatt FM for sale. We've had a few inquiries about it, but no reasonable offer whatsoever.
Yeah.
We're dropping the price slightly today, because it's going to go very soon. I have to let it go. Highest bidders on it at the moment, in all honesty, is Radio Dublin. So they might be hearing from me this week. I'm going to give up.
I actually had a report from a gentleman in Dublin that actually says Radio Dublin are going to come on with their 1 kilowatt FM next week. So
I must go and check and see if they're still there today.
Right.
But anyway, highest bidders there. We're looking for 3,500 ONO, our nearest offer.
Right.
And it's a 1 kilowatt EMI transmitter. Complete, but 3-pin plug in the end of it. Just plug it in, and it's set on 99.9.
Yeah.
So if there's anybody operating around the 100-point frequency, it's kind of, you can adjust it a small little bit either side of that.
Okay.
So it's quite suitable for the Dublin area, or any area for that matter.
With
aerials, coax, everything.
Yeah. All the do-it-yourself radio station almost there. Right, on the subject of happenings around Dublin, on 1395 kilohertz on the medium wave, a relay of RTE2 has been noted, which is an unofficial relay.
What frequency do you say that one?
1395.
There's also...
Rumour has it that there's a new station in Leakslip opening up.
It's on 104.4 RTE, has been renamed as well.
Ah, yes.
On FM.
Yeah.
And actually, that was quite strong, because I could get it nearly any place in the city.
Mm-hmm.
There's one obvious one that radio would almost lock in on.
Yeah.
Always lock in on.
Well, that's...
There was a carrier on 98.1, a tone, actually, and I think that's our religious friend that puts out the religious programmes on 981.
Yeah.
There was a tone there on that during the week, and there was also... a station operating around 99.999, not 100.
Recurring, yeah.
Very, very close. A new one there.
Fine.
There was also a new station on 104.2 or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Beside KISS.
Mm-hmm.
That ended a band, actually, right up to 107.6. I even got a carrier there.
Oh, you're
week.
Getting very close.
They're getting really heavy on the far end of the band.
Very close to other services as well, if you're not careful up that end of the band.
Exactly, yeah. And RTE 102.7 is just sandwiched nicely in between them. It was on its own. They'll have to watch it there. Not to cause any interest.
Well, we have a report this morning from a gentleman. Joe Vincent rang in this morning from Moon Coin in County Waterford. Mm-hmm. There we've been mentioning about people ringing in from that neck of the woods, so thanks very much for your report, Joe. Joe says there's a new station in Clonmel starting, called Centre Radio. And apparently they're using the infamous jingle package as the name of Centre Radio. At 12.51 AM and 101 FM in stereo, and also they're promising 88.4 FM in stereo next week with around about 1 to 2 kilowatts as well, they're saying. So it looks like it's going to be a fairly big-time operation. The gentleman involved with the station is called Paul Byrne, and he can be reached at 052-24199, 052-24199, if you want any more information about that. They're supposed to be coming around somewhere near the Clonmel area. And they are, in fact, on now, 12.51 a.m. and 101 FM in stereo, with a promise of a bigger transmitter on 88.4 in the next week or so. That comes in from Joe Vincent, who's also involved with a shortwave station called Riverside Radio, which broadcasts on the shortwave for 6210 and 6306, 49-meter band, which if you've ever got SW on your radio, it's round about the 49 mark, and it's one of these stations that broadcast on a Sunday morning, and they've also promised to relay us next week live on air as well, so that's something.
Actually, a few people said to me in Dublin they heard our Anorex program about six different times during the week, during the day, during the night, on FM in Dublin. So, like, we don't mind you doing it, lads. Once you have the money to power your transmitters.
Fine, yep.
The latest news here in Mullingar is that our new station is on in Mullingar. We monitored the station yesterday.
Yeah.
And they're rebroadcasting Boyneside Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It seems quite a small setup, actually. It was driving out the road and I heard them and I was losing them.
Right.
I'd say approximately about 50, maybe 100 watts or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more, but it's definitely not radiating.
Unless they're only on low power, maybe.
Yes, possibly. Frequency is, you have the frequency there.
1494 kilohertz. They were on this morning playing Irish music, an album of Irish music from about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And also 104.9 FM, which is the link transmitter.
I think that's drifted a bit. It's on 104.7 now, according to my radio.
Fine. But 104.7
it is. Digital readout, you can't argue.
And there we go.
And that's the news there. So if you want to find them, you can sail along to Luxembourg at night and go on a little bit further. Watch yourself you don't fall off the end of the van.
Lovely.
And right, next in line, I was actually monitoring ERI on 1305,
yeah.
1305, actually, I got them again. They come into Mullingar actually quite well.
They
at
do,
night.
Skywave very well.
Yeah, very, very well, ERI. And we've still to get a letter from Cork. We're getting letters now. We're going down into Wexford.
Oh, wow, we have had a letter from Cork to speak.
Oh, yes, right. We'll read that one out there.
Okay, from WKLR, West Cork Local Radio, a gentleman called Dave Heffernan, the managing director, writes and says, "Dear Sean, I hear from John Crofton of Centre Radio that you are anxious to do a programme link up with the Cork station, and he will be glad to help out in any way he can. Says, don't hesitate to contact me." So thank you very much for your letter, David, if you're listening this morning. And we shall keep your letter, of course, on file. And as soon as we are in a position to organise links up with other stations, then we shall contact you on the phone number that you've given us. So thanks very much for your participation. And also thanks to John Crofton of Centre Radio for passing on the relevant information for
actually,
that
one. Actually, that chap's name is coming up quite often, John Crofton. I was talking to a few other people who was talking to that man, so he's
well, very good.
Kind of a little ambassador for us out there in a way.
Always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Reception report this time, coming from Rochdale in Lancashire, in England. "Dear sir, I listened to your free radio programme on 765 last Sunday. He enjoyed it very much. The gentleman is Daryl Rostron, age 14, and he's sending us a reception report which was correct, and we shall be verifying sooner or later in the next couple of days. And he also wants some information about the transmitters that we operate in the station generally. So we shall get bits and pieces off to you in the near future, Daryl. Thanks very much for your lesson. Glad to know you're receiving our programme this morning over there in Rochdale in England."
Right, and we say hello to our friend once again in Monaghan. Did we get anything from that man this week? The man that wrote 6 pages.
I've heard indirectly that that area that Big M are back on the FM frequency that they dropped not too long ago because of the harmonics on the band. The actual frequency escapes me for the time. I shall have to look it up on the list in just a moment. But they're actually back on FM as well. I think it's PT stereo, though, as well.
Yeah, PT. Actually, there's a thing about One of Sunshine's...
Yes, I shall just see if I can find the letter there.
Is One of Sunshine's transmitters is in stereo, and the other one is just Pilot Tone. I was talking to a few people actually that met that man in, one was actually John Reardon. He said he knows that man in monitoring quite well, and he's really doing great work up all together there in monitoring, because he thinks there's some fantastic equipment altogether. Once again, that man, our friend out the road, Michael Cahill, is looking for a high band or low band VHF transmitter, or receiver, sorry. And he wants one to loan, or to buy, or to borrow, or whatever the case might be. So if you know of anybody with a receiver, high band, low band, VHF, you can contact us here on 044-41694 during office hours, and we can pass on the details to Mr. Cahill at the road. We also say hello to Mr. Matt Buckley this morning. We say hello to him every Sunday. And to Billy Murray, our generator expert. And we'll say hello to Paul Cotter and Tony Mulligan. And anybody else, any other engineers out there listening this morning?
I believe we had some maintenance on the transmitter last week, did we?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we fitted new modulation valves, or the driver valves, before the 813s. The number of the valve actually escapes the mind. But we're sounding actually quite well. We had a little whistle actually during the week. And I was resigned nearly to the fact that it was a fairy that was living with my transmitter. So I managed to solve that yesterday evening. It was RF actually getting into the Optimod, which is a very, very hard thing to trace. So one little 0.1 capacitor solved that very fast. So
very good.
I think we should be nice and clean.
Bit of detective work trying to find that.
Yes, it was very, very hard, let me tell you. It had me driven round the bend. Because every time I go out to the transmitter and monitor it, it was okay.
Yeah.
So I'd move all around with little wires and earths and all sorts of things.
Mm.
And just about when I'd be approaching Mullingar, which is about 12 miles away, I'd hear my little whistle coming back into it again, as if to say, hey, come back here.
A definite case of Murphy's Law there, I think.
Yeah, it's a cat and mouse actually all week, so I think we have it right now.
Right, a letter here from 10 O'Daly Road, Drumcondra, Dublin 9. There's a familiar address. A gentleman called Declan Trainer writes to us again with some news. Once again, he listens to our programme over there in Dublin and mentions, of course, the latest famous tone on 103 FM burst into life last night. It was Saturday the 26th of the 4th. At 7 p.m, a higher-pitched tone came on, and it was in stereo. And at 7.25, an hour of continuous music was broadcast, and then the tape was rewound, I beg your pardon. This is that's the afternoon between 1 and 5. There was more continuous music, and now there was only a stereo carrier on 103. And he goes on to mention that, of course, developed into the new station in Dublin, Energy. Declan goes on to mention in his letter...
Actually, there must have been a bit of talk went on there, because, as we know, Q102 had on...
That's right, yeah.
100 watts on 103.
Yeah.
So there must have been a bit of confrontation there from the point of view of saying, well, look, we're going to use that frequency, you leave us alone, or whatever. But the... other carrier actually is gone, and it's a new brand new transmitter that's on 103, so obviously things must have been sorted out there. Somebody wasted a few bob in ESB over the last few weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether we were compensated for that or not, we don't know.
Declan reports there's a tone on 1000 kilohertz AM, which is the same as the one on 103 FM, so that's a bit of news sort of which has changed over the past few days, but I don't think there's any connection there, Declan. Well, there isn't any now, I'm sure, but... 1,000 kilohertz is one thing that has nothing sort of come across this end of the woods at all, really, with that frequency. Mm-hmm. Tonight he says he logged K106, which is nothing to do with K104. It's one of the small Dublin stations. They had a good signal despite interference from Radio Dublin's 107 transmitter. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How harmonic, it says. K106 were apparently on 107.9, he goes on to say. Southside Radio operate on 98.7 and 106.1. And he thinks the transmitters are at different locations. He will be true in saying that. And they also have different programs as well, although they are connected to a certain extent with the two of them. He goes on to say there's an Anorax program in Dublin on Wonderland Radio, which is one of the small community broadcasting stations. This goes out every Friday between 8 and 10 p.m. on 220 meters medium wave band. That's 1367 kilohertz. If you're in the Dublin area, maybe you might catch that one evening on Friday. According to the presenter of the show, Colm Hayes is moving to RTE2 in the next few months. I wonder whether there's any truth in that. Also, it is rumoured that Chris Carey and Tony Allen are to do shows on Luxembourg. Well, we have heard reports of this.
Yeah. Actually, Chris actually was seen around Dublin actually during the week, so he is back in style.
Yeah.
Seen driving around.
Fine.
Going to a... a look or someplace along the way.
Oh, yes.
I don't know whether that's true or not.
Now then, just looking through the rest of this letter. Radio Dublin ran a programme on the history of Radio Dublin, apparently, on the 25th of April. Guests included Eamon Cook and Prince Terry, and there's also some very interesting recordings played. I'm sorry I missed that one on Radio Dublin history. That could have been quite interesting. Also, he wants to know if he can send us a recording of the programme. That's no problem. And thank you very much for your letter and news, Declan, over there in Dublin. And stay listening to the programme and expect a letter in the next few days.
Do you want to skip along the FM bands? Have you got your list of frequencies there? And we'll just have a look and see if there's anything new to offer along there.
Nothing really new. I think we've virtually covered most of it in the bits and pieces we've been talking about. We can only repeat ourselves really by saying anything new this morning. Let's have a look at round the list that I have this morning. Radio Dublin seemed to have vacated 98.8 in favour of 105, and also the 1188 transmitter was off for a spell during Monday. Work is obviously going on at the station. Boyntide Radio, of course, 100.1. They're coming in fairly strongly to Mullingar. That's the Kells station. And we're told that FM stereo is on the cars for Boyntide Northern Ireland in Carrickarran. It's also noted that Kells Boyntide on 1323 was missing for a spell last Friday afternoon. News on the leak slip station that we mentioned a bit earlier, using 1359 kilohertz. Hang on, 1395. No further details are available. It is...
That'll be the first time, actually, there was a station on leak slip, to my knowledge.
Mm.
There was one in Lucan.
Oh, yeah.
Spa Hotel, originally, which was Double R Radio.
Oh, yeah. That's going back.
And there was some of... Jerry Marston and a few people like that. Sean Day was involved on that one. But it was never in leak slip.
No. Also mentioned is a new station in Kildare. Apparently rumours are flying around at the moment, called WKLR on 99.8. I wonder if our gentleman in the band...
WKLR was off long before.
Yeah, well, in Bandon, we'll be interested to hear about that. Dave Heffernan, you have a new station starting in Kildare, rumours have it, using WKLR. Ah, well. Finally, Telstar Community Radio from Black Rock near Dundalk. They've been broadcasting for some years on 1197. They've been put up for sale, and it's reported to have been bought by a consortium compromising of ex-Carousel and Telstar presenters. And they plan to go on the air in the next few weeks. Not quite know what the name of the station will be, but it broadcasts from Black Rock, which is near Dundalk. So that should be one to look out for as well on 1197.
Yeah.
Keep on looking around our list of stations this morning. Cover the offshore...
Actually, there's one thing just to mention when you mentioned offshore.
Yeah.
It's Caroline in 963. From about 5 o'clock every evening, once it's slightest sign of darkness whatsoever, it just sails in for the last week.
It does.
I've no problem. Actually, the radio I have in the van... is a blue spot or block front, whatever you like to call it, and it's a digital readout, and you have slow and fast search. So in other words, on slow search it will pull in the stronger stations, and on fast search then it'll just pull in the like of Luxembourg and ourselves, and we'll say in RT and people like that. But Caroline, she always pulls it in, no problem whatsoever, and it's quite audible, loud and clear, no interference whatsoever. Whereas before this, actually, you get it quite hard to get it. We even listened the other night to a religious program that on, and that was good, where there was very low modulation. And they're coming in quite well.
Yes, they do, very well. I think it must be radio conditions on the medium wave must be quite good at this time
of
year.
In actual fact, ourselves and at Lone the other night at 11 o'clock, we were crystal clear.
That's right,
which is quite unusual. Getting back to what Lone, we still have the problem with our transmitter, and at Lone, seemingly what's happening at the moment is, even though Basil, if you're listening in this morning, you told me you'd move frequency, and you didn't, but anyway, seemingly the possibility, what might be happening, is that the army barracks in at Lone, when they key up to transmit, to their mobiles or to Dublin or whatever the case might be,
yeah.
they seem to bring in that lone radio with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they retransmit that for a few seconds just as they're keying up.
Yeah.
And as they're keying up, our tuner, which is about 200 yards away, picking Mullingar up to feed into our medium wave, in actual fact picks the stronger signal up. Now, the reason for it, I reckoned, was that I had an amplifier, and it's a broadband VHF amplifier.
Yeah.
Now, if I move that at the moment, which means our signal going into the medium wave isn't that good, but it's just as a test.
Right.
And I made one boo-boo, and that is the Army simply don't work or transmit that much on the weekends, i.e. Saturday and Sunday. It's more maneuvers than that I do Monday to Friday.
Right.
So we'll have to wait till tomorrow to check that one out to see exactly are we winning
well,
or
I hope
are
it
we
does
not.
I hope we can solve the problem anyway, because it has been going on for quite a while now.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Fine. I found the letter from the gentleman in Rathfarnham who wrote to me advertising some transmitters for sale. He says he loves the show, but has to admit that he never heard of it before today, and that was the 30th of April, I think, yes? Thanks to Southside Radio, as they don't give an address or phone number. And 106.2, he says he picks it up quite well in there, and also 104.7, he lives out in Rathfarnham. Both pilot tones were fairly noisy, which is, if anybody doesn't know what pilot tone is, it's like a false stereo, which kind of lights the light on your radio saying FM stereo, but it's not in FM stereo, really. Bit of a sneaky one, but there we go. Goes on to mention that... he's an FM engineer and has worked for and run several stations in Dublin over the years. The best known station he worked for was Radio Leinster on 406 AM and 93 FM. And he has a couple of 25 watt and 50 watt FMs for sale going cheap, because they're desperate for a bit of money, apparently. And if there's any takers, he's looking for a circuit diagram or complete stereo encoder. And he says one in need of repair might suit him. And the gentleman can be contacted through us at Radio West Patrick Street, Mullingar, if you want any information about that. We shall see that for time being.
Yes, we can. Your man in Cavan, which is Mr. Reardon, is any amount of FMs. I think a bucket full is an appropriate expression.
Lucky dip type.
And he has some homemade aerials as well. And his compressor, he said he was offered £500 for it. It's a quite a good compressor, he was telling me, Mr.
Yep.
Reardon. And very little news from the Longford side. Our station is still there on 1071.
Oh, I've got a bit of news on Longford Longford Community Radio here. 1170 kilohertz. Hang on, that's not right. Not 1170, is it?
No, 1071.
They were off air due to a faulty valve in the transmitter from May the 1st. From Thursday, May the 1st. They restarted. They're only off there during the day for a bit, till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday, May the 3rd. But that's about all the latest news we have from Longford on 1071 kilohertz. They're using 807 valves. Now, there's a...
I think that's the old carousel transmitter.
There's a famous 807, the valve that goes back years and years, because I can remember using those type of things in Liverpool, or most of the stations that operate.
Actually, that's the transmitter that Hugh Hardy sold to them. And... to my knowledge, he got something like £1,500 for it.
Yeah?
That transmitter is as old as independent stations are in Ireland. And
I think
he would have done
there.
Quite well there, without a doubt, £1,500 for that transmitter.
Right.
It's supposed to be a kilowatt. I think it's about 600
watts. Is it a production model transmitter, is it?
Well, it's home-built.
A home-built one, yeah, right. Fine.
If that's what you mean.
Home-built
who built it,
model.
I don't know. I think I remember seeing that transmitter years and years ago myself in Dundalk. No, maybe it's not the same one.
Right.
But it seemed it would be one of that type, put it that way.
Lovely.
Yes, we're kind of a little bit short of news today, in a way, aren't we?
Well, we're continuing scraping what we can do this morning. Midwest Radio on 1334 kilohertz and 97.66 FM in mono. X Midas Nightclub, that's where they're coming from, I believe, Ballyhornis, plan an expansion program with new FM links in Castlebar and Westport in 4 to 6 weeks' time. Now, that's sort of down. Maybe you could tell me a bit about where that is.
That's completely on the almost the west coast. Well,
yeah,
Westport,
County Mayo, isn't it?
Yeah, County Mayo.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's mountainy area, Castlebar.
Right,
I might get some Castlebar sausages to advertise it, and we'll put the FM there, without a doubt. And It's a kind of a sparsely populated area from the point of view, like, once you hit the towns, like, you've plenty of people living around there, so probably that's the idea of putting in a load of FMs, because yeah. even though they have plenty of mountains down there, there's no guarantee that they can cover the towns from the mountains. Anything else there in your little bits and pieces? My mind is boggled today because I can't get my trail of thought right at all.
We had a letter in from a gentleman just looking around for it at the moment time. Massive disorganisation this morning. looking around for the letter we had, but I think what we'll have to do is take a break for music this
yes,
morning.
Yes, and get ourselves reorganised.
Have a look in the massive post bag here, because letters all over the place this morning, and we shall have a look and come back to you in a couple of minutes' time after we've heard from ZZ Top. It's 12 o'clock. It's the free radio program for a Sunday morning with Sean Coyne and myself, Phil Hilton, in the chair today. And we have their ZZ Top, that's called The Stages. Right.
Right. We just received actually some information from the Dundalk area, and that is Telstar has been taken over by a man by the name of Keenan, and he's the owner of Castle Bellingham. Castle, or Bellingham Castle as it's now known.
Mm-hmm.
And he has moved the station from where it was sited to a public house. now. Yes. So the whole Lock, Stock and Barrel has moved. And it's a kind of repeat of the setup down in ERI in Cork, because young man Connor, well, his mammy has loads of money. Good morning to you, Mrs. Connor. I'm a nice lad here in Mullingar. Actually, a very, very nice woman. I was talking to her many a time, a lady without a doubt, who has... a son who's very fond of money, getting rid of money.
Not every day.
Mammy is very fond of making money. So
not every day you get a radio station.
You've got an in and out. You've a fella like running through a room with money. But anyway, when young Connor started his radio enterprises, he was 19. And I can remember one day having a chat with Mrs. Connor in Nova in Harcourt Street. Or not Harcourt Street, in... yes, you know where I mean, anyway, where Nova originally started off with her studios, right? And the woman was there, and she was saying, like, that the young lad was home from school for the summer, and he was a great young lad and all the rest, and he'd went and he got himself a small, medium wage someplace, landed out. He asked her for a loan of £500, and of course she said, well, he was a good young lad, a hard worker, and she gave him a loan of it. And suddenly he went out and he set up a little radio station along the coast, and he got all the shops to advertise their ice cream and everything else. So he came back at the end of the summer sort of thing, and I think he had about £200 or £300 left over after his ordeal during the summer. And the mother was really excited over this. She thought it was great. But anyway, the next day a man came along and he wanted a loan of £50,000 to set up a bigger radio station, which he seemingly got. And at this stage, he was after spending £50,000. He had very little to show for it. And the woman, I remember, was saying like that, well, South Coast Radio could be heard quite well around Cork, and ERI could not, that their transmitters weren't properly sited, etc. And I think she was asking Chris Carey actually to go down that day to have a look over the setup and see could he rectify it for her, since Nova at that stage in time was really the leaders in independent radio. They sounded quite well. That Optimod's things that normal people had never heard of, and they sounded so good, it was really something out of the blue.
Still, they still haven't in England, you know.
What?
They still haven't heard of Optimod's in England yet.
Oh, well, they're coming by it anyway. So, anyway, that was the kind of the start of ERI. So I think Chris Carey did take a trip down, compliments of ERI in Cork with a plane and stuff, and Paul Cotter.
Uh-huh.
And they have a nice 5 kilowatt medium wave. Mm-hmm. Etc. But anyway, that was young man Connor, and he is probably about 23 or 24 at this stage, or 22, 23.
Yeah.
And he runs the whole show down there. At the very beginning, like, there was some good staff down there, and like, if they were anyway negligent towards your man, they keep winning, he'd say, well, okay, goodbye, or whatever. Like, I did hear, and that did happen.
Well,
but a good young man, he seems to have made a quite fair fist of it, and they're actually very, very popular in Cork, so he's... He's not only young, he's got loads of brains as well, so we compliment him on his job there.
Right.
Going back to Telstar in Dundalk, it seems to be on the same par since this young man has had to take in over the radio station. His name actually is Damien King. That's the phone I have in my handy. Did you hear Damien King coming out of that? You did. Keenan. Yes, I got it right now. Thanks to my receptionist here. And he's only 19, and obviously he owns this castle and everything else himself at 19. No? Yes?
No, his father owns
it. Oh, his father owns the castle at 19.
Young lad. History repeating itself here.
He wants to have his own radio station. Best of luck to him in the meantime. So we'll keep an eye on this young man and see how he's getting on over the next couple of months.
One of the best things to have a radio station is, of course, lots of money.
You must have lots of money. There's no doubt. It must be on tap, actually. It's the proper way of saying it. Must be on tap.
Right, I have a letter here now this morning from 382 Balcurrin Road, Ballymun, Dublin 11. And gentlemen concerned, the lady and gentleman concerned, Jane and Joe Rosser, good morning to you. Thanks for your letter. And they set enclosed a cassette with their letter last week and wanted a copy of the programme as well as one or two other things. And they mentioned that Energy 103, of course, came on the air at 2 o'clock. When a voiceover for Richard Jackson was heard. We indeed heard that here at Mullingar as well. It's hard to tell at this stage whether they will be a hit or not. The best of luck to them anyway. Of course, we wish them all the best of luck as well. WMR, we have some information for you now. That station was relaying Capital Radio during the early part of last week, which could have been the relay that we logged the other day, actually, in Dublin. This weekend, they were putting out our programmes on as WMR Weekend Music Radio. That's a new station in Dublin. Unfortunately, there's no frequency given here, so
I see here there's also a new station in RD on 1152.
Yes, I've heard reports of that.
which I'm sure Boyneside will love to hear, because they always got a few ads out of RD. And now there's a new station there. I'm sure they'll be catering for any advertising needs. That
in Dundalk, that yeah? Has.
No, it's RD. It's on your way, actually, to
Dundalk, I beg your pardon,
here.
Yeah. Yeah,
It's not too far away from Slane and places
ARDEE, isn't it? Something like that.
And it's in Patsy McCabe's garage. No, Patsy. So he can repair cars. And
garage seems to be the thing to run radio stations from these days, doesn't it?
Well, RTE call their tapes for the American and garage tapes, so... Like
yeah,
garage
that's
radio.
True, yeah. Shades of MTUSA there. Right, Join and Joe continue to say on their letter, if at all, could you play a request? Well, we shall put that on later on. And, of course, thank you for your letter again, your contribution.
Right, on a more serious note, for those people involved in radio who are listening in this morning, we received a letter here, actually, during the week ourselves at Radio West from the PRS, which is Performers' Rights Society. Now, those people were on to us here before, once upon a time, going back a couple of months, and they were talking in terms that we owe them about £20,000 in performers' rights, and that they wanted 5% of our total advertising revenue. Now, since Radio West is a limited company, and we operate within the law like that, and tax and that and everything else, they would be entitled to sort of check out our books or whatever the case might be on that aspect. So the thing I said to the man, he rang me here one day, and I said to him, well, Radio West is quite prepared to pay PRS, providing everybody else pays it. But he said, oh, everybody else is paying it. And I said, well, I can rhyme off two or three people who owned radio stations and have received no letters or confrontation of this whatsoever.
Yeah.
And he said, is that so? And I said, yes, it is so. So, obviously, now he's at the getting back on to me. So I was talking to a few people that owned the radio stations over the last week and asked them, did they receive any of this information? And they said no. So obviously, whether they're just after the companies or whatever, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They did also say in the letter that they would give us support in the event it was applying for a license.
Yeah.
That if we provide and we paid these people, and they also want to backdate it when we started broadcasting. Now, I know Q has received one of those letters as well, so I'm sure Sunshine and ARI and Cork and the more bigger ones have received the same thing.
Mm.
So this seems to be a new way, like they've given me until the 20th of this month to have paid up, or else they're going to put a court injunction or whatever the case might be. Now, as I said to the man, if he's listening out there today, I'm quite willing to pay PRS, no problem whatsoever, providing everybody else pays it.
It
would be very unfair to us here paying PRS while we say OK stations in Cavan or Longford or Galway or whatever the case might be would not be paying PRS, since they're using records the very same way as we do.
Fine, yeah. I always thought Sunshine always paid their PRS.
No, in actual fact, I remember when Nova started first to run the air about a year, and I remember hearing how true it was that Chris Carey went down with a £2,000 or £3,000 check.
Yeah, and they
PRS,
didn't want it,
and they wouldn't take it
no,
off.
No, that's true.
A few weeks before that, they were giving out like the radio stations wouldn't pay. So at that stage, Chris said, well, here's a good idea for us to pay, and at least we'd conform with the law.
Mm.
And when he approached the people with the money, they said, no, we don't want your money, sort of thing. Like,
it's the same in England, actually. There was a pirate station in London called Radio Jackie, and they were kind of operating sort of semi-illegally, they were, really, because it's a different situation than the radio setup here in Ireland, of course. And they had all sorts of notices over the reception of their radio station to the fact that they always wanted to pay performing rights, but every time they sent the check in, it came right back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yet one of the arguments from politicians was, you're doing all the musicians' unions out of money because you're not paying performing rights, you know?
Yeah. it is a little bit of a contradiction, all right, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's kind of dog-eat-dog situation there.
Mm-hmm. So, are we near time up today?
Well, we're 3 minutes before 12 o'clock. We shall have a commercial break and then finish off the programme, I think, this morning.
Right, okay, we'll have a listen to Barry's tape.
Right, well, of course, we want to give the address out to Radio West Patrick Street, Mullingar, for all your news. If you
I
have
would also
any
like to
week.
Thank our Anorex Ireland Limited, or Ireland Limited, do you hear me? Anorex Ireland in Dublin, actually, during the week, they sent us on quite a lot of information.
That's
about
right.
The radio
yes.
stations around Ireland. And hopefully very soon we'll have a chat with the man involved there.
Mm.
I also had a phone call last Sunday, actually, after the programme. This guy, I thought he was kind of giving out to us, from the point of view that there was somebody relaying us in Dublin that was causing interference.
Ah, yes.
But after talking to the man for about 3 minutes, I realised that in actual fact, he was in charge of three or four FM stations. This is what I was led to believe in the film. FM stations, and he was wondering could they get a mention or something on the air.
You don't know his name, do you?
No, I don't know his name. Actually, he was to ring you the following morning.
Was he?
On the air.
No,
he rang you or not, I'm not too sure.
I don't think so,
It might have been a bit early for him. But anyway, we say hello to that man as well today.
Come on, whoever you are.
Whoever you are. I know you're in the Glasnevin area or somewhere around there.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, let our tape fly.
Right, okay. Well, that's all from us then this morning. Don't forget to send you all your news, and the phone lines will be open, of course, from 8 o'clock in the morning every Sunday morning on 044-41694. My thanks to everybody who's written in and reported in this morning, and join us again next time, 11 o'clock, same time next Sunday morning, from Captain West and myself. A very good morning.
Mullingar Ideal Homes Exhibition commencing Friday the 9th to Sunday the 11th of May at the County Hall Mullingar, with over 30 stands in total exhibiting everything from furniture to alarm systems to windows. Friday the 9th of May from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. Saturday the 10th of May from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Sunday the 11th of May from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. with the free cartoon shows available to children and major door prizes to be won. Mullingar Ideal Homes Exhibition.
Sale now on at McGreal's Furniture Store, Eden Derry. Telephone 0405 313 16. Three-piece suite available from £185. A large selection in stock, including tapestry, Draylon and velour. In our bedding department, 4'6" orthopaedic beds are £95. And a standard double bed is just £59. Also available, a large selection of occasional furniture, ideal for wedding gifts. Special offer of 10% off all prices for the next 2 weeks only. Do hurry now to McGreal's Furniture Showrooms, Eden Derry. Telephone 0405 313 16. Sale now on.
Right, just one mention there. We have a TIAC Porta studio here for sale in the station. It's 3 months old, still under guarantee. If there's anybody interested in it, it costs £730. And we're looking for in around £500 for that's a Porta studio, four track. TIAC Porta 1 is the model number of it. And it's brilliant actually for making commercials for radio stations or doing professional recordings or whatever the case might be. Okay, good morning once again.
Farmers, if you buy 1,000 litres of Esso tractor diesel, you'll get another 100 litres or a 25 litre drum of Esso lubricating oil absolutely free. Talk to Jones Oil Athlone, your local Esso distributor.
Scott's Footwear of Eden Derry announced their second anniversary crazy price sale, which is now on, with huge reductions on all footwear, including men's, ladies and children's, now at crazy prices. All oddments are clearing at less than half price, and these prices can never again be repeated. So come on down to Scott's Footwear Eden Derry for the crazy price sale and see for yourself the bargains on offer while the sale is now on.
The best free radio merchandise comes to you from Anorex UK. All you'll ever need, you will find. We've got the lot. So don't be shy, send off right away.
Anorex everywhere, this one's for you. We've got the best selection of free radio merchandise anywhere. We've got magazines, disky pool type records, stickers to stick wherever you like, posters in multifarious colours, groovy medium wave loop frame aerials to let you hear your favourite stations with perfect clarity, contacts galore, and of course the world-renowned weekly report to keep you up to date on what's happening in the world of free radio. Don't be an old poop. Get in touch today and find out more. Write to Anorex UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorex UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, in England. And Anorex along with us. Now you've heard what we can do. Get into touch with Anorex UK.
And that's all.